Chapter 30, Auto-Intoxication or Self-Poisoning. The more active the circulation, the more free will be the blood from obstructions and impurities. Impurities are constantly and imperceptibly passing from the body through the pores, and if the skin is not kept in a healthy condition, the system is burdened with impure matter. The garments worn are not frequently cleansed from these impurities. The pores of the skin absorb again the waste matter thrown off. The impurities of the body, if not allowed to escape, are taken back into the blood and forced upon the internal organs. Nature, to relieve herself of poisonous impurities, makes an effort to free the system, which effort produces fevers and what is termed disease. Many families suffer with sore throat and lung diseases and liver action. They keep their windows and doors closed, fearing they will take cold if there is a crevice open to let in the air. They breathe the same air over and over until it becomes impregnated with the poisonous impurities and waste matter thrown off from their bodies through the lungs and pores of the skin. These impurities are conveyed to the blood through the inhalations of the lungs. Many are made sick by the indulgence of appetite. So many varieties are introduced into the stomach that fermentation is the result. This condition brings on acute disease and death frequently follows. If physical exercise were combined with mental exercise, the blood would be quickened in its circulation, the action of the heart would be more perfect, the impure matter would be thrown off, and new life and vigor would be experienced in every part of the body. They closely apply their minds to books and eat the allowance of a laboring man. Under such habits, some grow corpulent because the system is clogged. Others become lean, feeble, and weak because their vital powers are exhausted in throwing off the excess of blood. The liver becomes burdened and unable to throw off the impurities in the blood, and sickness is the result. The studied habit of shunning the air and avoiding exercise closes the pores, making it impossible to throw off impurities through that channel. The burden of labor is thrown upon the liver, lungs, kidneys, and so forth, and these internal organs are compelled to do the work of the skin. Thus persons bring disease upon themselves by their wrong habits.